Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us on this week's edition of OHL News, presented by CHL TV. CHL TV is where you can find OHL Live, the home of every game in the Ontario Hockey League. Coming up on this week's show, we'll talk to a goaltender who was selected by the Winnipeg Jets in the 2022 National Hockey League Entry Draft. That in a moment, but first, this week's Cogeco OHL Player of the Week is defenseman Kirill Kudryavtsev of the Sioux Greyhounds. The Vancouver Canucks prospect put up 2 goals and 4 assists and was a +4 in 3 games last week. The 19-year-old blue liner, who was selected by the Canucks in the 7th round of the 2022 National Hockey League Entry Draft, came into this week with 104 career points in 149 games as a member of the Greyhounds. North Bay Battalion goaltender Dom DeVincenzis captured the Jim Rutherford Trophy last season as the OHL Goaltender of the Year. He was a 7th-round pick of the Winnipeg Jets in the 2022 National Hockey League Entry Draft and has signed a contract with the Jets. Now, while DeVincenzis recently got knocked out with an ankle injury, he and I chatted just before that to talk about how things have been going in North Bay and his dealings with the Jets.
We have a great group of guys again this year. You know, we have a lot of guys that the organization has drafted. So we got a lot of guys that, you know what it is to be a part of the battalion and what it takes to be a troop. So I think that's really important this year. You know, we have a newer team, a lot of younger guys, but at the same time, I think the young guys know their roles and, you know what it takes to win. And like I said, to be a troop. So I think it's been going great so far, and I think we're just going to keep rolling from here.
Does this feel like unfinished business this season where you're like, yeah, we're hungry. We, you know, into the Eastern Conference final, obviously Game 7 last year with Peterborough, just feel like, okay, there's a hunger in the room that, some unfinished business in the playoffs.
Oh, absolutely. I think, you know, even from year one, when we lost to Hamilton in the conference finals, I think there's been unfinished business from then. And I think, you know, it's important that, that we have that feeling. I think, you know, in the moment it sucks. Obviously, it would have been nice to get past the conference finals last year and make it to, you know, Memorial Cup. And, but I definitely think, you know, having that fire in this dressing room here is important this year, especially with the team we have and, you know, how everyone is gelling so well together and pushing each other each and every day. I think, you know, the culture in this room is amazing. And I think with that unfinished business that we have, we're going to make it a long ways this year and hopefully, you know, get past that conference finals and, you know, win that championship like we've all wanted from day one here.
Obviously, Charlie Robertson's your goalie partner. When you talk about pushing each other, how important is it, that relationship between the two goalies? You're kind of doing your own thing a little bit sometimes versus the forwards and defensemen. Talk to me about the relationship with Charlie and just the, you know, the fact that having a good goalie partner and good relationship among goalies is so key.
Yeah, I think, you know, Charlie and I have been goalie partners now for 2 years. And, you know, honestly, I couldn't have asked for a better goalie partner. He's been phenomenal. You know, through all the tough times and, you know, that I've gone through, he's been there to help me and push me and pick me back up. And, you know, I feel like I've done the same for him. So our tandem together might be one of the best in the league, if not the best. But yeah, like you said, having that goalie duo, you know, we're not always with the players at all the times. And, you know, we got to sometimes do things on our own, but having a goalie duo that pushes each other each and every day, to get each other better, but then are one of the closest two off the ice, is super important to have.
You're part of the Winnipeg Jets organization. What have you learned just being around that group for both summer and, you know, training camp situations?
You know what? I really learned how to be a pro and what it takes to be a pro and to be a part of, you know, a preseason game this year, to see what it's like to be an NHLer and what the day and the life is pretty much, is something you dream about as a kid. And, for it to come to reality and see, you know, what it takes to be a pro, it's super amazing. And, you know, I'm super honored to be a part of the organization, with the Jets. But yeah, it really taught me how to be a pro and what it takes each and every day and how those guys go to work and push each other as well, on and off the ice at all times. So, but at the same time, it also taught me just by asking questions. You know, I was on the ice with Connor Hellebuck and you know, even Drew McIntyre, the goalie development guy there, just being able to pick their brains a little bit. Obviously, they're in the NHL for a reason. So, you know, just to pick their brain and see what little tips I can take from them and, you know, what feedback they have to give me was super cool. And, you know, I picked Hellebuck's brain a lot this camp here this past summer. So I learned a lot from him, and, you know, I'm using that in my practices to try to perfect it. And I couldn't be more grateful to be a part of that organization.
I remember your draft day. I was there, and obviously you were there at the draft, and, you know, seventh round pick, it's a long day, but I remember you were, you know, all smiles and so happy. But then did you go from there to say, okay, you know what, I'm drafted, but now there's sort of my foot in the door per se, but now I've got to keep working at this. And obviously you've earned a contract now, but did you just have to take that approach? Okay, this is a great moment, but now the work even starts even more.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, in that draft day interview that I, right after I got drafted, I did an interview. Like I said, is, you know, seventh rounder, it's just a number. At the end of the day, I got drafted to the NHL. I was one of 200 and I don't even know the exact number, but one of 200 and something kids across the world that got drafted to the NHL. And, you know, that's something you dream about as a kid. But like I said in that interview, a seventh rounder is just a number. All it did was open a door for myself and, you know, allows me to keep pushing each and every day to get to that next level. And really that's what I did was, you know, took that door, I opened it and just pushed through it. And at the end of the day, I earned myself a contract a year later. And, you know, it took a lot of hard work, but it wouldn't have been done without, you know, my parents, my family, and the organization with North Bay, my teammates. So, like I said, yeah, it was definitely, it's definitely a great moment and super honored to be a part of the organization. But like I said, in that draft day interview, seventh round is just a number. So it's just a door open and keep pushing. And I think that's, you know, important to let everyone know. Even kids that are going through the draft this year and in the upcoming years, same thing with the OHL draft. All that rounds and numbers are, it's just a door open. So keep pushing each and every day to get yourself to that next level. And, you know, I think that's what I did, and that's why I earned that contract.
That was North Bay Battalion goaltender Dom DeVincenzis. We wish him a speedy recovery from an ankle injury. Here's a look at this week's CHL Top 10 list. The London Knights are the top OHL club on the list. Coming in this week at number 6, they are joined by the Mississauga Steelheads at 9. That's going to do it for our show this week. You've been listening to OHL News, presented by CHL TV. I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us.